producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here with an overview of what's going on in the world of family farming, the world of family ag businesses. This is for the hobby farmer as well, and the locavore, the person who wants to know and enjoy where his or her food comes from. Knowing all about where food comes from is the prerogative, frankly, of the man who's going to spend a lot of time with us this week in the American Family Farmer. A gentleman that is known far and wide as the supermarket guru. His name is Phil Lempert. He is an expert in analyzing your behavior at the supermarket, your behavior when it comes to market trends in food, the new products that you want, the changing landscape of how people get their food, want their food. So you've been at this, Phil, for a number of decades. Do I dare say how long?
Absolutely. In fact, my grandfather was a dairy farmer. My father was a cheese manufacturer. So I grew up in the business and just walk up and down the aisles and ask consumers what they like, what they don't like, and really try to keep a pulse for the food industry to understand what the latest consumer trends and desires are all about.
And you can find out and follow. You ought to bookmark supermarketguru.com. Find it as one of your favorite sites because there is where the fruit of Phil's labor is. You can be a smarter shopper. You can eat better. You can live more intelligently by using the Supermarket Guru's website, supermarketguru.com. The books that you've written over the years, the fact that you speak countless times around the country on these sorts of trends have led you to believe what's going on when it comes to people and their preference. What do people want that you talk to in terms of food?
Well, there's no question, Doug, that people have more of a concern about where their food is coming from than ever before. It's all about transparency. It's all about sustainability. And certainly close to that is about healthier eating, more nutritional eating. But we're really at a crossroads where we're starting to see a lot of these food companies give some good lip service to transparency and sustainability, but that doesn't mean that they're carrying it all the way through. You know, one example is Pepsi introduced Caleb's Cola. Very clever idea, a craft soda, as soda sales are going down. And you look at the front of the label, and it says, you know, filtered water. It says cola nut extract. It says cane sugar. So you look at the front of the label, and you go, wow, this is great. Then you turn it around, and you see a long list of ingredients. And matter of fact, Pepsi's name is nowhere on that bottle. So I think what we need to do is we need to reinforce to these companies that we want the truth, that we want transparency, and frankly, you know, just doing it halfway isn't going to work.
All right. So let's take into consideration the latest hoopla. As a matter of fact, there's a great video, you may or may not have seen it, from a YouTuber named Joshua Jocelyn, who breaks down what the GMO labeling ban bill is all about. There were a lot of people who were saying, hooray, hooray, when this bill didn't get passed by the, well, it depends on which side of the agricultural street you're on. The big ag businesses love the fact that this labeling bill didn't get passed. There are actually two bills. One is called the COOL legislation, so that there could be country of origin labeling on food, where it comes from, et cetera, et cetera. And then the second one, which is now referred to as the DARK bill, because it doesn't let consumers in America know where the food comes from, what's in it, that sort of thing. And I wonder what you sense is going on, why this is either good or bad for the consumer.
Well, if we take a look at the country of origin labeling, this is something that was instituted a number of years ago. It's been very effective, and what's going on now is just a mystery to me. People deserve to know where their food is coming from. There's a lot of food that's imported from China, for example, that people would like to avoid. And just taking that off the package just doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, the government and other people might say, well, it costs too much to inspect it. We don't have enough inspectors, you know, hitting the shores. But you know something? I want to know, to your point, where my food is coming from, if it's dangerous. We've got apps out there like Seafood Watch where it can tell us what seafood species are endangered, which ones come from filthy waters. I want to be able to know this stuff. So country of origin labeling, this is the biggest boondoggle going. Now, when we look at the GMO labeling bill, that really is steeped in a lot of misunderstanding, a lot of, you know, just a lot of people talking about what they don't know about. Mm-hmm. First of all, putting a non-GMO label on a product is not going to increase our cost of food. We've seen that time and time again when nutritional facts label first came out. The industry said, oh, this is going to increase all of our food prices. Didn't happen. Country of origin labeling didn't happen. So let's get past this whole idea that it's going to wind up costing consumers $600 or $800 more a year. That's number one. Number two is, for me, there are projects out there like the Non-GMO Project, which is very strict, really does a great job of auditing these products, and we're starting to see that on more and more labels. And frankly, I like that label better than having a federal label on it that the government might have to make some compromises on it. And again, let's not forget that if you want to avoid GMOs, just buy something that's certified, USDA certified organic, and that won't have GMOs in it. So the industry has spent well over $100 million fighting this legislation, fighting these votes, putting out all these TV commercials. So that's number one, wasting a lot of money that could go to feed the homeless or just people, you know, who are in need of the next meal. And, you know, we've got two very valid labels out there now that can help consumers. What we need to do is we need to publicize those. Let's stop this stupid legislative fight and, you know, get on with it. And this way people can actually know from a much better level what's in their food.
As everybody ought to. Let's pause for a moment. We're having a conversation with Phil Lempert, who runs the SupermarketGuru.com, one of the leading consumer trend watchers in general, but specifically he's recognized on TV and in print, written books. He's been on the Today Show for a long time, appears often on The View, Oprah Winfrey 2020, CNN always calling him to get information on your preferences, what he knows about what's going on in the food business, as we continue here on The American Family Farmer.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized My wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
This report is brought to you by the Beer Institute in Washington, D.C. The U.S. beer industry is an economic powerhouse. That's according to a new study, Beer Serves America, released in Washington. Beer Institute President and CEO Jim McGreevy explains.
The Beer Serves America study says it all. Brewers, importers, distributors, and retailers have an economic impact that is both broad and deep. Our industry generates nearly $253 billion in economic activity, produces $48.5 billion in tax revenue, and supports 1.75 million jobs in America. And that's where beer truly serves America. From farmers to factory workers, from truck drivers to tavern owners, beer helps put a wide variety of Americans to work every day. Beer is more than our nation's favorite adult drink. It's a powerhouse in job creation, commercial activity, and tax revenue.
The study, available at beerservesamerica.org, is jointly released by the Beer Institute and the National Beer Wholesalers Association. It shows how beer brewers and importers, from the smallest to the largest, all contribute to our nation's economy in ways that many may not be aware.
Phil Lempert is with us, the Supermarket Guru website, supermarketguru.com. This program is aimed at helping people make choices or understand what choices there are to make or why there are the choices that there are. And certainly these GMO labeling misunderstandings, as you put it, the amount of hoopla on both sides. I'll tell you something, though, Phil. When I look around and I see things like Clarence Thomas having worked as a lawyer for Monsanto for years before he got on the Supreme Court, and then he has ruled, he's been asked to make, you know, there are all kinds of rulings all the time when it comes to food, and now the Monsanto people are so big in their tentacles into everything. There have been a number of cases that have come to the Supreme Court, and Clarence Thomas has voted for them every single time there was a question or an issue that Monsanto was involved in. Then you look at things like what's going on over at the FDA. The guy who's the deputy commissioner in charge of food safety, fellow named Michael Taylor, before he went to the FDA, he was the first vice president for Monsanto, in charge of PR, new product development, and dissemination. So, you know, you look, you scratch your head, you see all these things happening, and then you look at the reality of what's going on in government, and you know why there's a problem. But then people say, well, what do we do about it?
Well, I think what we do about it, again, is we really reinforce some of these more independent groups, like the Non-GMO Project, which really is very strict. There's a lot of companies that can't even meet the regulations to get that seal on it. You know, unfortunately, you point out the reality of life, and we should we should have some kind of mechanism before somebody could join the FDA or the Supreme Court or whatever, really have a thorough background check so we don't wind up 10, 20 years down the road finding out these things and then looking at their voting. And, you know, it's easy for somebody to get appointed and then say, oh, well, I'm not biased at all. But, you know, if you've worked for a company, and I don't care whether it's Monsanto or any other company, and you've had a successful career there, you know, it's going to influence your decisions. It has to. We're human beings. We can't just have everything cut and dry. So I think that what we need to do is just publicize all these situations and really, you know, stick by those labeling schemes that have value to them.
Yeah, then that's what it is. It's value. It's understanding where the food comes from. It's understanding what you want. Food choice is all about the business. And the farmers who are growing locally and selling to the local board, selling direct, they're the ones who are giving people what they want. And you can decide what you want by looking at how it's being grown. I know on my farm I've had people come and watch the cows get milked before they buy the milk. That's what they want to see. They want to see where the ice cream and the cheeses are produced, that kind of stuff. Phil Lempert, the Supermarket Guru, his website is supermarketguru.com. Certainly an excellent and intelligent take, is here with us during this hour of the American Family Farmer, and we continue in a matter of moments.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water.
and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Stefan, this is the American Family Farmer. Each week we get together to look at some of the problems that American family farms and farmers are having. People that are in ag businesses, people who are hobby farmers and are looking for a better way to grow the food that they want and deserve. And then the locavore movement itself is a focus. And who better to talk about all this than Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru. When you look at your own choices, I guess I want to probe a little bit into Phil Limpert and what he buys when he and his wife go to the store. What do you look for? Are you so swayed because of what you do for a living? Or do you...
Absolutely, Doug. You know, keep in mind, my job is to taste and look at new food products, new beverages that are coming out.
Tell us about a typical week for you. Tell us what happens in your office, what comes in, what you're asked to do, how you come by this handle of the supermarket guru. What do you do?
Well, we do a lot of things. Number one is we review 5 new food products each and every week. We have an open algorithm that really reflects taste and quality and price and the like. We actually receive between 200 to 300 products a week, and I choose 5 and personally taste and rate those 5 every week. We also do 5 trend videos, what's going on in health and wellness and retail trends and consumer research. We have a consumer panel of over 100,000 consumers that we're constantly asking questions, everything from food trucks to what does local mean, and, you know, to that point that you've said, I mean, people are really confused about local. Mm-hmm. And Doug, I'll give you the new official definition of local. It's anything grown on the planet Earth.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Unfortunately, you go into stores that have little signs that say local, and then you look where it comes from, and that could be up the block, or it could be...
But, of course, local, they take the word, just like the government has bastardized the term organic, so it means nothing anymore. Local, it was grown locally. It was local in Portland, Oregon. It was local in Fairbanks, Alaska. Okay, yeah, there are local farmers growing local food. Well, everybody's local, so it becomes nonsense. It's twisting and turning words around like these people are so good at, so that you're talking to yourself when you try to figure out, what does that mean? And then at the same time, in the bin next to it, depending on how good the store is, I think I told you about this once, or you may have told me about it. There was a food store that I went into. It was either Phoenix or Tucson. I think it was Phoenix. That had done an amazing job. A local sort of chain. And they labeled everything. Mexico, Brazil, Chile, America, Maine, Florida, wherever it came from, you knew where it came from. and it was referring, it would tell you how long, for example, the, I remember this dramatically, the lettuce was grown in Northern California, and it took a day and a half to get from Northern California to the store. And they would tell you how much food nutrition was lost in the trip. So you could make, I mean, how often do you find places like that?
You don't. And that's what we need, Doug. We need stores who are responsible, who give us those facts so we can make more intelligent choices. You know, I hear from a lot of people complaining about the price of food. But also, on the other hand, 40% of all food in this country is actually wasted. Yeah. And it could be because they're buying lettuce that's about to turn, or the portions are too big, or there's 100 different reasons for this waste factor. We could reduce the price of food substantially if we reduced the amount of waste. And I think, to your point, the more that we know about food in a store, in a supermarket, you know, the better we all are.
Supermarket guru Phil Lempert is with us on the American Family Farmer. When we continue in a few moments, we're going to focus on taste and waste. We're talking about how you shop for food, where the food comes from, labeling issues, all kinds of things that are right at the heart of what goes on in our country with regard to our food supply. SupermarketGuru.com is his website. He is Phil Lempert. I am Doug Steffen, and this is the American Family Farmer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Happy to have with me on the American Family Farmer this week a gentleman who is known all around the country, all around the world, because of his being able to sort of zero in on a niche. He knew that people wanted to know more about the food that they're eating, so he developed the supermarketguru.com website. He's developed product analysis. He has a staff that is interested in finding out not only how things taste, but what are they made of, where they come from. So I used the term taste and waste a few moments ago. One of the things you taught me early on, we've been friends for, I don't know, how many years have we been friends? 7, 8 years?
Long time.
We've known each other maybe longer than that. And one of the first things you said to me, and it was kind of like one of those duh moments, that what wins the day is not cost, but taste. If it tastes good, it will sell. You still adhere to that, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. And no matter what the price, no matter what the health concerns are, if it doesn't taste good, we're not going to consume it. There's a lot of talk about products getting rid of ingredients and artificial additives and things like that. Well, the reason that they were put there is because we had said we want stuff to taste better. Mm-hmm. So we look at, you know, Lucky Charms, for example, big controversy that they're getting rid of all the artificial flavors and colors in it. Hey, it's not going to taste like Lucky Charms, which, by the way, is a good thing. But still, because we have these generations of kids who grew up on these sugar cereals, that when they get to be teens and adults, they crave that sweetness. Mm-hmm. So we really need to have a whole new way of looking at training our taste buds to what food actually tastes like. Again, you take the kid and you give them, you know, some blueberries or some fresh fruit or a peach, you know, and their face lights up. Yeah. And that's from natural sugars. It's not from artificial colors and artificial flavors and artificial sweeteners.
Do you ever get invited to speak to groups like the School Nutritionists? There are organizations. I know that you preside over many meetings of food experts over the course of any year, but I wonder how close you may be, or are you too close to the truth and they don't want you? I don't want to judge them because I don't know that much about them, but I know there's an organization that has to deal with this.
Yeah, no, I've actually spoken for the School Nutrition Association before and actually on the First Lady's Committee on Chefs Move to School, and have worked very closely with Sam Cass in trying to get these messages out there. The problem is that I can talk, you can talk, but it's really the consumer day in and day out who has to believe it and who has to, you know, walk the talk and not send, you know, Lucky Charms with their kids to school. You know, we can't give mixed messages. And the First Lady, for example, did a terrific job in really getting schools to change their menus, to put more fruits and vegetables on the menus and so on. But in some cases, it hasn't worked. You know, you look at schools that took out deep fryers for French fries, now they're putting them back because the kids, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Well, we really need everybody along the chain of supply, whether it's the farmer, who, by the way, is doing a fabulous job these days in social media, on Facebook and Twitter, really getting a lot of the truth out there, to supermarkets, you know, right down to parents and whether it be a kid or adult. We need to follow through on what we say.
Well, there are a lot of people. The suggestion that you just made is an interesting one because a lot of younger people are getting back to the land, people who are becoming farmers who don't come from the stock. A lot of older farmers, the average age of the farmer, by the way, in the United States is 64 years old. I don't know if you knew that or not. The average age, listen to what I just said, ladies and gentlemen, the average age of you and your colleagues who are on the farm is 60-plus years old. Depending on what region you're in, it's as high as 64 years old. And there's very little succession planning going on. A lot of farmers are trying to keep their families interested in staying on the farm. And in some cases, it works not because the children love the working on the farm, but they love the value of the land that they're inheriting or is being turned over to them. So they'll farm it for a while. And then what you see is after they've done it 10, 12, 15, 20 years, they're tired of it. They sell the land to developers because their children have seen how hard they worked and they don't want anything to do with it. But then there's this group that's coming along, that's going to school, the ag schools, the county ag schools, the schools that are in the land grant states, and most of the states now have pretty good ag schools. Certainly the ag states do. And so you have a new group of people that are educated, you just said it, using Facebook, Twitter, social media, Instagram, Pinterest, all of this stuff, to not only connect with their colleagues, but to promote to the people who are using the fresh new media, the smartphones that are connecting through Facebook, especially and Twitter. They have messages, their experiences with food. Okay, I went to Hanson's Farm and I got the best blueberries I've ever had. They'll post that and then there'll be a whole raft of people that go to Hanson's Farm to get blueberries, right?
Absolutely. And also keep in mind the other factor that's really affecting agriculture is our climate. You look at what's going on in California with the drought and so on. A lot of these farmers are just throwing up their hands and giving up. You know, if you don't have water, you can't farm. And water has become so politicized and so expensive. I've talked to a lot of, you know, produce farmers, for example, that are moving out of California into other parts of the country because the land is just too expensive, the water is too expensive, and to your point, you know, they don't want to lose everything. They want to stay in farming, but it's getting tougher and tougher by the day.
Well, the same thing is true of the Midwestern farmers who are inundated with rain. They wish they could, the people in California wish they could get a hold of some of the rain that they've had in the Midwest that slowed down growth. Planting had to be redone in many areas because of early season floods, and now, you know, I look at these sites every day, the various websites that predict what the various costs are going to be and return for farmers if they're into beans or into corn, you know, the futures markets, all the commodities markets that the big, big companies are watching. I don't know if the smaller guys are. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. But, you know, and I think we're focusing a little bit here on the produce people. I want to shift, if I may, to the dairy industry in a moment. But what do you have to say? I don't want to cut you short on some of the things I've just said, if you want to comment.
No, I agree totally. And if you look, going back to California, you know, which had a huge organic beef business, if you would, that was really very vibrant. Well, guess what? You can't have cows out to pasture if there's nothing for them to pasture. No. So the entire organic beef market from California has changed dramatically. A lot of People have sold off their herds, and from a consumer standpoint, the price of organic beef has shot through the roof. Even though regular beef is up about 14%, organic beef is up at least double that.
Yep. A cost of feed has gone up because it's affected by the weather. So many different things. And then, frankly, the cost of compliance with new government regulations, most of which are completely stupid. You've got the FDA that has inspectors supposedly watching what's going on, and they sit in an office reading a newspaper all day and do nothing. FDA says, we need more inspectors. What? So they can sit around and do nothing all day long? You know that. You've heard these stories. You're inside. You know what's going on. And then the rules from the USDA or the EPA. Oh, amen. Water. A puddle in your yard is a waterway. We need to regulate puddles in your farm. Dust. We're going to regulate dust on your farm. Well, who can put up with all that? People, the farmers just say, all right, you know what, the heck with it. I'm not going to keep doing this anymore. The, what is it, the food safety regulations that are the focus is on the smaller farmer and what they're doing, and the bigger guys are either immune or they'll ignore it. You've seen that, right?
Exactly. And again, you know, you look at what happened with Bluebell creameries.
Yeah.
You look at what happened with Peanut Corporation of America. You know, from a food safety standpoint, a lot of these people have gotten away with things for years. And unfortunately, we don't find out about it until somebody gets sick or dies.
Yep. Phil Lempert is here. He's the supermarket guru. Go to his website, supermarketguru.com, to find out more about any number of things that we're talking about here. We continue on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a four-day annual event. Scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo & Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barriers Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now, a touching moment. While staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7. By phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
American family farmers are the focus. The American family agricultural business is the focus. The hobby farmers are the focus. What the people who are going around choosing to eat things that come from your farm is the focus. The local boar movement. We've talked a lot about products. We have not talked about dairying and what's going on there. When you get things at your office to test, how often do you decide to look into something that has dairy as a base?
Very often. You know, what one of the things that we really want to do is be able to expand people's horizons. And, you know, a great example of that is Greek yogurt. So we had a lot of yogurts out there for many years that were full of artificial everything. Then all of a sudden, Chobani led the pack with Greek yogurt, and it changed the entire industry. Then what we have is we have all the new imported butters, a lot of Irish butters, again, upping the game. When it comes to milk, you look at what Fairlife has done. Basically, just through filtering the milk, they have more protein in their milk. They're not adding anything. They're not taking anything out. It's just a filtering process that makes it, you know, more dense when it comes to protein. So we're always out there looking for whether it's dairy products, milk products, frozen products, so consumers can really open their mind and understand what these differences are and whether or not they should pay, you know, pay extra money to get something that either tastes better or has more nutrients.
So, Phil, in terms of the weather and how that affects people who are in this business and more importantly, how it affects those who want to be able to enjoy the local produce, the local dairy, whatever it is, how in the world can we stay competitive when we have all of the issues that we're talking about here? We were known as the food basket of the world or something like that. I think if the regulations and things keep happening on the family farm as they have been in the next 10, 12 years, we're going to have a problem not only being the breadbasket of the world, we're going to have a hard time feeding our own people in this country. You agree with that?
Absolutely. We can't feed, you know, ourselves now. And again, that's one of the reasons that it's so important that we put a fair price on food. We have the cheapest food supply in the world. And every time a price of milk goes up a quarter, we see headlines.
Well, look at eggs. Look at the hoopla about the cost of eggs and bread and things like that. You've said this to me 100 times. Say it to this audience. We buy stuff that we expect cheap food, and we don't want to pay for what's quality.
Exactly. And again, you know, if you look at the bird flu, what happened is, you know, 48 million chickens were destroyed. The price of eggs has gone up considerably, about 33%. It's going to continue to go up. Price of turkey for Thanksgiving is going to be higher, also as a result of the bird flu. And we just don't make a connection between bird flu and the price of eggs, or rain and the price of vegetables and so on. And we really need to understand this much more holistically than we do now.
One of the things people are trying to do is grow a little on their own, have a garden instead of a lawn is a movement. People getting chickens, two or three chickens have in their backyard. It's hard to get a cow and put it in the backyard, but more and more people are, the point I saw, well put, if you can find a fast food restaurant on every corner in this country, why can't we have a garden on every corner?
That's exactly
a really great point. All right, Phil, thank you. This has been great for us to share ideas with people who are specifically interested in growing the food, supplying the food, and presenting the food to people who want the good stuff that we are capable of growing and distributing here in our country. Phil Lempert, his website is supermarketguru.com. That's supermarketguru.com. Phil, thank you for being here. On this week's edition of The American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Making music with his friends. No, you don't have to change it down. No, the program didn't blow up. No, this isn't a mistake. This is a few moments on the American Family Farmer devoted to the promotion of Farm Aid 30, which will be in suburban Chicago on Saturday, September the 19th. So if you're interested in connecting with Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, and all the other people who will participate in this year's Farm Aid, perhaps you will join me and many other farmers from around the country in attendance at this event. I find it fascinating. This has been going on for 30 years. Brainchild of Willie Nelson, who then brought along his pal Neil Young. John Mellencamp got involved about 20 years ago. Dave Matthews has been involved in it for a long time. Taking place at the First Merit Bank Pavilion in, let's see here, it's Northerly Island, Chicago. Tickets are on sale right now at LiveNation.com. And the prices are very, 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 I mean, if you go, I just bought tickets to go see the Beach Boys. And this is in a theater in the round, probably about 5,000 seats in the place. And the tickets, this is like $250 to $400 for a seat to see a two-hour concert for the Beach Boys. So when you realize that the prices for Farm Aid from $50 to $189, I think, is a great deal. And again, you can find them at LiveNation.com or by calling for tickets 800-745-3000. The aim is to get money to help struggling family farmers. That was the original idea, and that farm idea, that fight to save the family farm, has not changed at all with any of these people. It's a fight for land, a fight for food, a fight for quality, a fight for us taking care of the soil, the water. We know how to do this. We don't need the government to tell us how to do this. And all these guys are characters because they're all pretty anti-government guys in the first place. You can donate by going to that website as well, farmaid.org. You can give $10 if you want, $25, $50, $100, whatever you want to help the family farmer in this country, many of them in jeopardy losing their land. There's also a way to connect to the Farmer Resource Network, where people can apply for services and tools and opportunities that come as a result of the money that they raise at Farm Aid. A lot of people apply for it. I looked that over last year. Great connections. This is certainly something not to be missed. The concert itself, when you think about Willie Nelson and all of the music that he's made over the years, my God, it's worth that. Pay whatever you can. Willie brings his whole family. I mentioned Neil Young and Dave Matthews and John Mellencamp. Let's see here. The Imagine Dragons, Casey Musgraves, the Old Crow Medicine Show, Mavis Staples, Lucas Nelson, The Promise of the Real, Holly Williams, Blackwood Quartet. All of these people will be performing at Farm Aid 30. So you're listening to some of the major components. That is Willie and Neil and John and Dave. But why not get tickets now while you're thinking about it to support it? Again, you can purchase them at LiveNation.com or you can call 800-745-3000. The tickets for Farm Aid 30 are on sale, and I'm going to bet next week at this time they will be long gone. So if you want to get involved with this thing, there are a certain, if you go online, I love looking at some of the songs that are every day, I mean every year, a part of the presentation. Monsanto, the Neil Young thing, you've seen all the publicity promotion about Neil Young and his fight with Monsanto. Many of you use Monsanto products and you like them or you support them. That's up to you. I don't like them. I don't like the company. There's nothing about them that I like. But that's me. You may have a different attitude. This is not about trying to get you to believe anything other than it's time we all got together to help this way of life survive and our ability to feed our families in the future. That's what this is really all about. So, again, tickets for Farm Aid 30 available at LiveNation.com, or you can call 800-745-3000 to get your tickets to see Willie, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews. I hope to see you there. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Weekly American Family Farmer.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.